from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We've established an audio medium where people are scared to talk.
Let's all give Nick Saban three fingers.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Sergey Bobomka.
John Beef.
Mark Hockman.
That's my top category on newborn. McRib dunking.
So was Argentina close to Germany?
Meow.
Channing Crowder.
I set my house on fire at 8 years old. That's why I got the butt foot. I know how to barbecue. I like my coals hot. You set yourself up as an idiot, you can be an idiot.
Alejandro Solana.
Hawk, when you mispronounce something, that is better than sex for me.
Sports.
If I say a duck and pull a truck,
Hug him up.
To what?
To the truck.
Shout out to String Cheese.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands up in the air if you're a true player.
More sports.
Man, you 40 years old, Jimmy. Put your meat on the table.
Let them know
where mama at.
Boston, we're coming for that ass.
The most sports.
Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Pusha T?
The Hawkman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
Patriots, Eagles. Eagles at the Patriots tonight. Any preseason football appeal to you, Crowder?
No, I watched the Rams were playing yesterday, right?
I don't think so.
No. I watched the game yesterday.
Sounds like you may have watched a replay of last weekend's games, Abuelo. Did you try to bet it? Did you try to live bet it?
These Rams are about to win. They're just kicking field goals at the second half.
Hawk, you'll never believe it. Crowder watched the first ever August 13 Super Bowl between the Rams and the Cincinnati Bengals last night. Let me guess, Crowder. Rams won by three?
Rams look good.
Man, I could not believe what Brock Berlin did to those Gators yesterday on that channel.
Damn, 55 was good.
The Canes Gators, 2 weeks from Saturday. We are so close to it. John Michaels is going to join us today. 2 weeks from Saturday. You know that FSU plays Georgia Tech a week from this Saturday?
Week zero.
Florida State Georgia Tech?
Is a week from this Saturday.
Oh, my goodness.
Just that's not over a week away. But it signifies the beginning of everything. It's why I am excited about it.
The UM-Florida game, that's the start of the football season.
Is that the best game that weekend? I'm not even certain it is because it's a 3:30 game, right? What's the primetime game on the 30th, you know?
I can't remember.
I'll have to look. Yeah, I have to look it up. But no! Yes, it's the biggest game. It's the two names, the two biggest.
I'm not certain you don't know the entire schedule.
Hawk.
Well, someone's got a primetime game, and it's not Florida and Miami.
Yeah, so you're talking on the 31st, correct?
On the 31st, yeah.
Correct, yeah. So the primetime game, there's a bunch of games that day, is Florida, Notre Dame and Texas at 7:30 p.m.
Oh, there you go. Mm.
No, there you go, nothing.
There you go. You want two big names? You got two big names right there, Notre Dame and Texas.
You got two big names at 3:30, too.
But there's only one cupcake out of those four teams. It happens to be the Gators. I hate to break it to you.
Yeah, Jack. I'm glad I'm not in studio today.
Craig Mish, just as an aside, tweeted out, I saw this. I think Marlins fans might be interested. Craig Mish tweeted out, the Marlins have informed Sandy Alcantara that he will not be traded this offseason, per sources, as his injury rehab continues to go smoothly. The full expectation is Alcantara will be Miami's opening day starter in 2025. So a little positive news for Marlins fans.
Yeah. One of the best pitchers in the world.
Yep, Cy Young winner. Mike McDaniel met with the media today at Dolphins practice. Hal Habib wrote some notes about it in the Palm Beach Post. A couple things. Mike McDaniel, on if Tua will play Saturday, the idea from a starting point is that I want some starters to play in the game. To say exactly which individuals those are, we'll make those assessments as a staff tomorrow, Friday. The current plan is for some starters to get some action. So, neither confirmation. You got to get a couple of reps in there. Got to get a couple of reps.
For what, Hawk?
Hey, get your timing, your...
Listen,
we're paying you. All right, get out there and play.
For what, Hawk? For what?
On Bradley Chubb's rehab, Mike McDaniel says there's been no setbacks. He's being very wise beyond his years in making sure he doesn't overstep boundaries too soon in his comeback. He was asked about the orange jersey and the playlists, the orange jersey getting to pick the music for that day and how it originated. He shared that tight end coach John Embry came up with the idea. Why don't you have a player every day? McDaniel adds that everyone loves the playlist. And McDaniel says one of the rules is you cannot complain about the music during practice. Quote, if you don't like the music, change the music by earning the orange jersey yourself.
Foolishness.
No, I'm with that. I love
foolishness
that.
Because what's the orange jersey? What do you have to do to get the orange jersey?
You have to have the best practice.
Who judges that?
I mean, eyes. People with eyes.
Whose eyes?
The people, the coaching staff with eyes.
Yeah, and you'll do what you want to do.
What do you mean you'll do what you want to do? Either you have a good practice or you have a bad practice. You've never had a bad practice. You've never had a good practice.
No, I had all good practices. Never had a bad practice.
Sounded like they were all bad practices there. Sounded like you caught yourself.
Well, a couple times, Chris Chambers and Randy McMichael put their groins in my face.
But
I think the rest of the practice was amazing.
That is your training camp report, sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Technical Schools. I'm sorry, I said that incorrectly. Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. I don't want to get that wrong. Are you ready to level up your career game? MDCPS Technical Colleges have got you covered. Choose from tons of programs, learn from top-notch certified instructors, and get real-world experience. And the best part, you can graduate debt-free in just 1 to 2 years. Ready to make the move? Log on to careerinayear.com or call 305-558-8000. MDCPS Technical Colleges, your best choice for a brighter future. So, John Michael's going to join us today. I want to talk to him. He obviously watched the Dolphins-Falcons game last Friday because the Falcons are his team. He does 680 The Fan in Atlanta mornings there. Also, he's a huge Hurricanes fan. We had a conversation yesterday about Cam Ward on this show, and you were, you know, of the opinion, hey, throw out his Washington State stats. Couldn't care less.
Who cares? Go do it right now. Nobody knows what Cam Ward is going to be. Nobody knows what anybody's going to be until they play in the level they're playing at. That's where I'm at. Sorry, Canes fans.
Well, we're going to find out what John Michaels thinks about that. I have a lot of
stuff to talk to him about.
Yes, he does. He knows more about this stuff than you do. Absolutely. You're saying throw out everything anyone has ever done in any game because they didn't do it in the ACC?
Yeah, let me see what he does in the ACC. Let me see what he does against top opponents. Don't tell me that he was
on. You're going to see it on August 31st. You're going to see it all over. You're going to see it all over. What is it? Yeah. Benny Hill Stadium? What's the name of that stadium?
No, Ben Hill Griffin. Don't
Benny Hill Stadium?
Ben Hill Griffin.
Come on, man. Let's get headlines here. Start out the 2 o'clock hour, beginning of the show, with our friend Alejandro Solana, who is leaving on a cruise tomorrow.
I am. Thank you for publicizing my travel itinerary, Hawk. I greatly appreciate that.
No problem. He sent us a thing today. So I guess he's on like some cruise travel board, like Facebook page.
It's the most boomer thing about me. I join Facebook groups of the places I'm going on vacation.
So he sent us a Facebook post for his upcoming cruise. Now, this sounds like hell on earth to me. Here's the post. This is a reminder that we are hosting a slot pull on Saturday after Nassau at 6 p.m. Signups will be at the casino bar. All the details can be found on the event page below. For those of you who don't know, a slot pull is where everyone contributes $20 into a pool and then puts that all goes into the slot machine. Everyone will take turns spinning and then divide the winnings equally among all the players. Looking forward to seeing you all there.
That's so lame.
I cannot imagine the horror of standing around with, I don't know, 20 people who have each put in $20. So there's what, 40 spins or I don't know what the denomination of the slot machine is. Are these quarter slots, dollar slots? I don't know. I imagine if everybody's putting in $20, these are nickel slots because if this is your idea of fun. But now you're standing around with your banana daiquiri waiting for Jane from Dubuque, Iowa, who can't believe she just got to walk around Nassau, Bahamas all afternoon. You're waiting for her to spin the slot machine, get a $40 jackpot, everyone goes crazy, and then they pay out everyone $2 because it's got to be split evenly. I cannot imagine the horror of a slot pull. Anyway, Solana will be there all weekend.
He's going to get beat up.
When I come back Monday with $92.
Are you participating in the slot pool?
I'll be there. Yeah, I signed up.
Have you done that before? Well, I'm being honest. Have you done that before?
What's the point of it? What's the point of slot pool?
You increase your odds of winning a jackpot.
You don't.
Sure you do.
No, you don't.
Yeah, yes, you do.
Of winning a jackpot, you do. It's why people would make a lottery pool.
Crowder, do you know math?
I know math. So if you do the slots and you pull it three times with your 20, and they pull it 30 times with 700 people's 20, it doesn't make any sense.
For a jackpot, it does. It's why people do lottery pools. For a jackpot, it does. Because theoretically, if you hit the jackpot, there's enough to split that makes it worth everybody's while. You put $20 in a lottery pool, and you have 500 lottery tickets versus 10 lottery tickets, and you win a prize of $18 million. Well, you split that 40 ways, you still have a good chunk of change. No one is going to win the jackpot, though, on this cruise. So the slot pull is going to end up paying out each person like $6 for their 20. But it does increase your chances to win a jackpot.
Damn dummies.
It's a cruise. It's fun. Social gathering at the casino. Tell me anything better than that. Go ahead. Tell me.
Gambling at the casino by yourself.
Sitting at my house looking at the blank tree on my TV.
A thousand times better.
Right, but you won't have the beautiful scenery of the dock at Nassau, Bahamas.
eating a Cheez-Its better than what you're going to do on Friday night.
Everybody's a critic, man. You guys are a bunch of haters. I'll be sipping on my pina colada, pulling that slot machine while talking with Jane from Dubuque, Iowa. And I can't wait.
Somebody text in. They want me to dox your cabin. What state room are you in? I'll dox you.
69D.
Yeah, Jay.
Yeah. Oh, you said it's a slot pool? I thought it was a...
Well, now I'm out. I thought, what a bargain for $20.
S-L-O-T? Wait. The hell did I sign up for you? These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. This just came across the wire. Hawk, I just saw that you texted it to us. ESPN has fired Robert Griffin III. He had 2 years remaining on his contract. Andrew Marchand reported it.
And Samantha Ponder. She's the host of NFL Live, like the Monday Night Countdown.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Man.
RG3 was with the Flam Gallery.
I loved him. I know you don't like him.
I don't like him.
Yeah, I loved him.
Did you see what he did with the croissant recently?
Yeah. Everybody does that in France.
Nobody jams a croissant in their mouth.
How else do you eat a croissant?
Bite by bite.
I will miss him. I thought he was fun.
I'm fine. Thanks.
And Samantha Ponder, that was a very high-profile job. I think she only held it for one season.
Wow.
Right?
I didn't remember her being on Monday Night Football Countdown.
Yeah, because they had completely revamped Countdown. I think RC's on it, isn't he?
No idea.
All right.
In his defense, RC, if there's anybody that has more jobs than Crowder, it is Ryan Clark. I mean, dude is everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah. He gonna keep him a job, but yeah, I don't know his job.
So a couple other Dolphins notes for today. Ocho Cinco was at Dolphins camp today. He was rocking a Tua jersey as well. He posted some pictures on social.
I want to talk about Flamgullery. That guy was the victim of Flamgullery when it came to his season with the Dolphins.
There's some truth.
The whole thing was truthful, but I mean, come on. It was the end of his Dolphins career. He had to call security at the middle of the night. How many times do you do that? Just because it happened to be on Hard Knocks.
That's what it was.
I know.
Hard Knocks. That's why Hard Knocks don't help nobody. Mm-hmm.
The Marlins?
They found me on the side of the road plenty of times.
Flamgullery.
The Marlins, they did lose to the Phillies 9-5 last night. So Hawk had a bet, one run at least scored in every inning.
I had the time of my life.
Worst bet ever.
$10 to win $2,500. It was plus $25,000. First four innings, runs were scored. The only reason I made the bet was I figured if it went four or five innings, I'd get some sort of offer from the Hard Rock Bet app. Never made me an offer. I thought, like, honestly, if they offered $100, who's going to take it? No offer. So pissed. But, man, those first four innings, holy mackerel did we have fun.
Holy
mackerel.
Yeah, so he had runs in the first, second, third, and fourth inning. No runs in the fifth, sixth, eighth, or ninth innings.
But you need the first innings to make the bet, you know, have some legs, and it did. It was fun.
The Marlins are off today. They begin a three-game road series versus the Mets tomorrow. The Mets were playing an early afternoon game today, and the Hawk Tua girl threw out the first pitch at Citi Field.
Probably threw the spitter.
Spit on that thing.
Throw the spitter!
Man, I'm so pissed because I had the croissant joke written down for RG3. Both of you just stepped all over it. And I had the spitter joke ready to go as well.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Oh.
What did the Hawk Tour girl do?
Need my own show already, Len. I'm tired of this.
They're stealing everything from me, Len.
So, the Patriots yesterday, they traded Matthew Judon to the Falcons, something else you can ask John Michaels about.
And Mike Johnsel.
For a third-round pick.
Mike Johnsel!
And the NBA regular season schedule.
You know his name, Solano.
Will be released at 3 p.m. today. They're going to do a show on ESPN, but I'm sure by like 3:05 or 3:10.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that was today.
Yeah. We'll have the full schedule released for the Miami Heat. All right. So we will go through all 82 games.
We will.
In-depth breakdown, 82 games at 6:05 p.m.
Oh, okay.
Tonight.
All right.
Yeah, I'm good.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. That's what Tobin's going to do on his YouTube channel.
Oh, 100%. And it's going to get 45,000 views.
Crazy, man.
Yeah.
Call them. Let me guess, Tobin. You got us second in the East. Call them 866-954-MORE.
God knows what works. He knows what brings the eyeballs.
.com. Free consultations. Another hot day in South Florida. I saw Adam Beasley had posted a message to the Commanders on social media. Welcome to Miami at Commanders. It felt like 95 degrees in
my car. Said 100 driving down. Like 100, man. Where are you today? You're in New York?
Yes, sir.
How's the weather up there?
Manhattan. It's pretty nice. It's not too cold, but it's nice.
Is that it for weather?
Yeah, that's your weather.
All right. Mike Johnsel is going to join us in the next segment from 680 The Fan in Atlanta. Before we do anything, the legendary band Megadeth is coming to, I Think, Financial Amphitheater in West Palm August 24th. We've been giving you a chance to win tickets all week. We'll give you another chance today. If you win the tickets, you are eligible for the grand prize, which includes a photo op with the band and a specially designed Megadeth t-shirt and more merch. So just keep listening for your chance to win. It is a Live Nation show. John Michaels from 680 The Fan in Atlanta is going to talk to us in the next segment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Throw the spinner!
Hawk and Crowder.
Well, from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
John Michael's style of music. As we bring him into the festivities on this Thursday, getting ready for Dolphins preseason game 2 Saturday. That's at Hard Rock Stadium. The Commanders will be in town. They had joint practices today. John Michaels is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He hosts mornings at 680 The Fan in Atlanta. He is a huge Miami Hurricanes fan. Everyone who listens to this show knows that. He's got tattoos. He named his son Kane. And he's going to be in Gainesville 2 weeks from this Saturday for Kane's Gators, which will be a fun kickoff for our football seasons. And John Michaels is joining us now. I got to ask first, John, before we talk Canes and other nonsense, your Falcons were here at Hard Rock Stadium last Friday for preseason game number 1. Did you watch the game? Do you have any takeaways about the Dolphins? Is there any value that you see in preseason game 1?
Preseason sucks. I'm a weirdo because I was there watching fourth quarter guys that are going to be working at Amazon in like 3 weeks. I was still watching. Here's what I get from the Dolphins. Anybody that thinks that offense will just run with any quarterback, go ahead and rewind the tape of Mike White and others take Skylar Thompson taking snaps at quarterback, and now understand why Tua Tagovailoa got the money that he got, because not just anybody can run that offense. Tua is the guy for that offense. I hate preseason football. I understand the business beside it. With people trying to get jobs, there are people that, you know, you don't know before preseason. They end up being really good players. I just hate it because I see guys get hurt. I see guys go down. The Falcons lost two starters on the defensive side of the ball in a week down there in Miami. So, yeah, I'm ready for preseason to be over with. Get me to the regular season.
Is Penix special, man? Because I know y'all went and got Kirk Cousins. You know what I'm saying? John, like, we understand what they did, but Penix looked kind of special. I know you go out. I don't know if you've been to practice, but Penix can sling that thing. Penix can spin it.
Oh, yeah. I was at they had an open practice at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I was lucky enough to hang out with some of the Falcon legends. They gave me a legends pass. I just told fans I used to long snap years and years ago, so they thought I was a player, whatever it was. But, no, you're right. That kid can absolutely spin it. Here's what I'm most happy about, Crowder. Apparently, you finally found the Wi-Fi there in the Airbnb, because the last time I came on, you were looking for the Wi-Fi for like 3 hours.
No, he wasn't looking for the Wi-Fi. He was looking for the business center
in someone's
house.
That is the absolute worst and best excuse I've ever heard to not work. You said you're looking for a business center in an Airbnb in a gated neighborhood. It's the greatest thing I've ever heard.
John, it was in Crystal City, D.C. It was a nice condo. Y'all can go to hell. John, go to hell.
He's like, he's at an Airbnb. He's like, yeah, I'm going to see if the Starbucks here has Wi-Fi. I'll do it from there. Like, you're in a house. You're not fooling us.
Go to hell.
Wait, let me go back to what you said, John, about watching Tua, and then you watch Skyler and you watch Mike White. I don't know, obviously you're aware of the Dolphins' backup quarterback position. Dave Hyde wrote something in the Sun Sentinel. Crowder has fully endorsed the Dolphins going out and getting a guy like Ryan Tannehill. Ryan Tannehill specifically with the notion of Skylar Thompson, Mike White maybe haven't had the best camps in the world and didn't have a great preseason game 1. And maybe a guy like Tannehill, who's available, is a better quarterback than the both of them, should you need a, say, late-season victory if Tua's unavailable. Where would you stand on that if we gave you the choice between those three?
Yeah, I'd take Tannehill. I hated Tannehill as a starter. I couldn't wait to run him out of Miami for about 6 years. I thought he was overrated as a starter. But as like a two-game stopgap in week 13 or week 6 or whatever it may be, yeah, you'd feel better with a guy that started as many games as he has in the NFL. Same thing with the Falcons. Like a year ago when they brought Taylor Heinicke in, I know I don't want Taylor Heinicke as my starter, but if you have him for 2 or 3 games, he's a heck of a lot better than Skylar Thompson or Mike White. I would have no problem with that. I know Dolphin fans will probably have some PTSD if Ryan Tannehill showed back up and actually had to start a game for the team. But again, the alternative, what you have right now, it looks like it would be a really rough go of it. And I knock on wood if anything happened to Tua throughout the year. But let's be real, if anything major happens to Tua, you're going to be drafting high anyway coming up next year.
And John, these new age coaches, there's something I've got into now with Raheem Morris now in Atlanta. I know you're in Atlanta, but the Sean McVays, the Mike McDaniels, Kyle Shanahan, the Shane Steichen in with the Colts, like this new age coach, is Mike McDaniels one of the best? Because he impresses me, man. What they did offensively, like his system, and I know he's on that tree, that Kyle Shanahan tree with all those guys, but is Mike McDaniels special because people start questioning him now?
Hell yes, he's special. When the NFL changes rules because of your innovation, that lets you know you are ahead of the curve. You are one smart son of a gun. And they did exactly that when they started to change, you know, they call it the cheat motion, the motion that he used with Tyreek Hill to kind of get that running start. And were there times last year that Tyreek or Jalen may have gotten a head start and did the old CFL or Arena League where they were turning up field too fast? Sure. But it was a way that they were able to get those guys away from bump coverage. Channing, you know from playing defense, the last thing you want is one of those fast guys to be running at you full speed where you don't know where they're going and you can't get a hand on them. Defensive backs want to be able to come up and put their hands on receivers like Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. And Mike McDaniel has found so many different ways to make guys look special. Raheem Mostert's a good running back. He wasn't a 20-touchdown-type running back before he got with Mike McDaniel's offense. Devon Achane is super fast, but I didn't see what I saw at Texas A&M with what I saw last year with the Dolphins. The guy is a genius as an offensive play caller. Now the only thing, you have to find a way to be a genius in Buffalo when it's cold and suddenly the precision passing game isn't working the way that it does. But he's right along with Matt LaFleur. He's right along with Sean McVay. Remember, McVay used to do all that motion stuff and all that kind of orbit stuff with the Rams, and that's why they were able to get off throwing the football. I think Mike McDaniel's one of the most special coaches in all of the NFL, and the Dolphins are going to be lucky to have him for the next decade plus.
Now, will Hurricanes fans be saying that about Mario Cristobal? He's special, no. And we want to keep him for decades plus. Here's the question, John, because we had a conversation yesterday on the show about the Hurricanes, and Crowder is of the opinion that you don't know a damn thing about how Cam Ward's going to look in the ACC because you can't take what he did at Washington State and pop that into a conference like the ACC and have any idea what you're going to get. I'm not necessarily certain. Like, I'm in the prove-it mode as well. So I'm not, you know, again, I'm tempering any expectations about the Hurricanes. But Crowder was really adamant yesterday. You cannot be that excited about Cam Ward because you just don't know what he's going to look like in this conference.
I disagree. The Pac-12 was better than the ACC was a year ago. The Pac-12 had a team in the national title game and another team in Oregon that their only two losses were to said team in the national title game in Washington. What did the ACC have last year? A four-loss Clemson that Emory Williams beat, a bunch of muddled-up junk in the middle of the conference, and Florida State, who had a really special year with a bunch of ninth-year seniors that had been there since, you know, 2012. Great. I thought the Pac-12 was a better conference top to bottom a year ago. But you are right to a point, and this is my nervousness going into week number one. I think Miami is infinitely more talented than Florida top to bottom. When you go position group by position group, I think Miami's more talented. But these guys have never played together in a game, and they're going to open in front of 93,000 maniacs in jean shorts with rolled-up cigarette packs in their arms, screaming obscenities at our Miami Hurricanes. How do you react to that when the chips are down? It's a big difference playing in Pullman, Washington, than Gainesville, Florida. It's a big difference of playing in, you know, Eugene, Oregon, than Gainesville, Florida. So for that part, I think you're right. But I think the competition level between the Pac-12 and the ACC was pretty similar a year ago.
And, John, the SEC, because right now Georgia's they have them number one overall to win it all. I know you're in Atlanta. I know Georgia runs it. We know Kirby Smart knows what he's doing. Like, hell, it's proven. But are they, I don't want to say overrated, but can anybody push Georgia? to take that thing. And I think this 12-team thing, to be able to have to play 16 games, I think this is going to change the entire landscape of college football.
I totally agree, and I love it, because think about all the years, Channing, that, and I'll use Florida or Miami. Like, Florida was 8-2 in 2020, but they knew they had no chance to play for a national title because they had already lost a couple of early games. Now, all of a sudden, you could be 6-2 going to November and say, hey, if we win out, we might be the 11 seed, and now we get an on-the-field puncher's chance to actually win a national title. And I think there have been a lot of times where teams have been good enough through the regular season that they get an easier path to get there. Can Georgia be tested? Absolutely. I like what they have at quarterback. I think Carson Beck is a super special kid there. Obviously, they're great on both lines of scrimmage. I don't know that their receiving core is over-the-top great. You lose a stud in Brock Bowers, which people forget how much they leaned on him last year on the offensive side of the ball, throwing to him. Colby Young transferred from Miami there. Ra-Ra Thomas got kicked off the team. I think teams like Ohio State, I think Alabama is going to be better than anybody gives them credit for. I think Kalen DeBoer, I think he's 104-12 as a head coach. I don't care if you're coaching Little League in Broward County. You go 104-12, you know how to coach. I also think Missouri, they have a very soft schedule, but they have the best wide receiver in the SEC in Luther Burden, have a really good quarterback in Brady Cook, and 2 years in a row they've pushed Georgia, like really pushed them right to the brink of elimination. I do think Georgia is a favorite, but there's a few teams in the SEC that really are going to give them a run for their money, and I cannot wait. They have to go to Texas and to Alabama before the calendar turns to November. So we'll learn a lot about Georgia. Oh, by the way, they open against Clemson right here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So a lot to learn about them early in the year.
When you talk about the college football playoffs, did you read what Manny Navarro wrote about the Hurricanes in The Athletic?
I have not yet.
Someone send him an email. He does like a mailbag, Hurricanes mailbag. And Manny, the question was, what do you expect from Cam Ward and the Hurricanes? His answer, correct me if I'm wrong, Solana, was essentially he expects them to win the ACC and be a Final Four team. That's how much of a believer he is in specifically Cam Ward.
He thinks the U is back, John.
Okay. Well, the only way they're back is being in the national title discussion. Being there December 20th, I think, is the opening round of the playoffs. They have to be playing after December 20th, not coming out of a dugout in a baseball stadium. They need to be playing in a game where everybody is watching. The pieces are there. Josh Pate was down on campus yesterday. I saw a lot of people in and about. You know, and if you look at what Miami is bringing, you have a giant and a really good offensive line, maybe one of the best, if not the best, in the ACC. You're probably 8-10 deep along the defensive front with absolute guys that can go get the quarterback on the ground. And the only place that I really have a huge question mark is in the defensive backfield. I'm not sure what the corners and safeties are going to look like, but if you get pass rush, I think I can go out and cover when you have the Reuben Baines of the world putting pressure on the quarterback. My expectation may not be in the Final Four, but it is 100% playoffs or bust for Mario Cristobal this year, because if not now, then when? Because Cam Ward's here for 1 year. Damian Martinez might only be here for 1 year. You would have to find a portal quarterback in the offseason if you think you're going to be this good a year from now. So I say if not now, then when? It is playoffs or bust for me. With this schedule, two losses would actually kind of be a disappointment. They need to be 11-1 or better, be in the ACC title game, have one of those byes, and be playing somebody in the college football playoffs.
So it wouldn't surprise you, though. If they ended up in the Final Four, it wouldn't surprise you.
Only because what happened the last 20 years, yes, it would surprise me. I mean, you would have asked me this question in 2002, I would have been like, no, it's not surprising me. In 2024, if they're in the Final Four, first of all, I'm going to work with no clothes on, nothing but a turnover chain, and I'm going to tell all the dudes I work with where they could shine the turnover chain. But, yeah, it'll definitely surprise
John, nobody wants to see that.
If I told you 20 years ago also, actually 20 years ago you would have believed it, that we were going to go to Gainesville and be favorites week one.
Right.
That's, I mean, that tells you something about what people think, A, about the Gators, but also what people think about the Hurricanes, because I don't care how bad the Gators are. There are very few times over the last however many years that Miami would be a favorite in Gainesville to open the season.
I'd have to go back and look. I'm not sure that we were favorites in 2002 when we went up there and began the season, probably preseason one or two. I'm not sure that we were favored that day when Willis McGahee ran for about 700 yards and we beat him 41-16. I mean, you're absolutely on to something there. Now, I got to ask Crowder a question. Crowder, is your phone number still the same?
Yes.
When I text you, it's now green. Did you switch to Android or what the? Do you have me?
Oh,
blocked?
Okay.
Like,
no, I'll text you now, John. I'll text you.
His
right
phone
now.
Number's not the same. I don't know why he blurted out yes.
I did. No, we have already talked about this, and I think I texted John my new number.
I don't think you did because the number I had was green, and I was like, hey, I'd love to get you on in Atlanta, and I got no answer. And yeah. Now all the guys look at me like, maybe Crowder
doesn't have the same number. It was very surprising to hear him blurt out yes, but I'm guessing, Solana, do you think he was actually listening to the question?
No shot.
Yeah, because it looked like, because we're watching him on the video, and he was kind of looking down, and then there was a pause, and he just blurted out yes. But you I believe you could have asked him to marry you, and I think he would have said yes. Like, he had no idea what you were saying.
John's a good-looking dude.
You're on Uber Eats right now, Crowder, right?
Yeah, what are you ordering? What are you ordering on Uber Eats right now?
I have Micah Johnson, Calvin Johnson, John Muscle Mohaven.
I don't know.
So you may not even have my number, is what you're telling me.
Yeah. Or he may not know your name. I think we may have stumbled into something even more telling.
I'm not necessarily certain
that he knows who he's talking to or who you are.
This is actually Shawn Michaels from the WWE.
John Michaels, you won't even recognize him when you see him in Gainesville because he's got hair now. He has been bald.
He's been bald
forever, but he's got an endorsement now with a hair replacement company up there in Atlanta. So you're planting hair on your head, correct?
Well, it is already done. It is a one-day procedure where they actually take hair that exists, and I have hair. I just had some areas that were balding and receding, so I kept it bald to keep beautiful. I didn't want to have the cul-de-sac up there. So long story short, they take existing hair and then they replant it into the barren areas like they're sodding your grass. So within the next year, my hair will grow fully. And I've told my kids, and you'll get a good laugh at this, my AAU kids told me if we win a tournament, I have to grow my hair and braid it. So within the next year, I'm probably going to do the Caleb Martin and keep the nice fade on the side, but you'll see some cornrows of some sort or maybe some long braids on the top of my head.
All right. We're all rooting for you. Was it painful?
No, not really. They gave me enough medicine where I sat there and laughed and just hung out with the nurses. It was like a four-hour process, but a week later, I just left the gym. I feel really good. I actually can see a hairline for the first time since the 90s. So I'm like Miami. My hair's back. Maybe the canes are back.
we hope it takes better than Crowder's teeth.
Hey, you can go to hell. How about that?
Anyway, John Michaels, 680 The Fan in Atlanta. Thank you, John.
Hawk, make sure you tag me with Crowder's number and tell him exactly who's
going to Yes.
John, he got to put us on a thread.
Yes.
Put us
yes.
on a thread.
Abuelo, I will put you on a thread. You got it.
A thread.
Yes, a thread. I got you. See you, John.
I'll see you.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I love my canes.
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.